We were talking to the Minister for Health yesterday about children's hospitals, waiting lists and the suspension of funding by the National Treatment Purchase Fund for private services in hospitals run by Children's Health Ireland. That was after an internal report revealed that a consultant, now retired, allegedly referred his public patients to his weekend clinics, which were paid for by the NTPF in 2021. Jennifer Carol McNeill told Audrey she was asking parents of children on waiting lists to sit with her for the next week or 10 days while the fund gets assurances from CHI. Now, that internal report is going to be sent to the Gardaí by the HSE. Paul is with us, Paul Cunningham, our political correspondent. Paul, why was this report referred to Gardaí?
We don't know. All we know is that it has been referred to the Gardaí by the HSE, but we don't know if the HSE has stressed that a particular section of the report should be examined or what reasons they might have behind it. Just in the past few minutes, however, and we have had a statement from the Gardaí, Gavin, and it says that they can only comment when such matters have been referred to us. The bodies making the referral will need to confirm when and to what section such referrals are made. In general, referrals don't automatically result in criminal investigations. They're first assessed by investigators to establish if a potential criminal offence has taken place that would necessitate a criminal investigation. So the first step is the HSE is to say, we believe something may have gone wrong and it may have happened here. But the Gardaí can't take that on face value. They themselves have to go off and investigate it and reach a determination themselves. If they take that view, it would then go to the Director of Public Prosecutions, who would ultimately decide if a case was taken. While all that's taken place, there's usually a caution that applies to reports. Yesterday, the Taoiseach said he believed that the essence of the report should be published, the public should know. This can tend to have a dampening effect, even though reporting restrictions don't usually apply until someone, an individual, is prosecuted. And in this case, we don't know if that's going to happen.
So is that an end to the matter for the time being?
It would seem to be. It would seem to, there's a caution that applies. I think what we'll be looking out for at this particular thing is, does the HSE make a statement? They haven't made one yet. Does that statement express why they believe they've got a concern? And also separately to that, maybe looking if anyone has been referred to the medical council, any medical professional, and what grounds such a referral might have been made.
As I said, Jennifer Carol McNeill told parents of children on waiting lists who might be affected by NTPF funding being paused Children's Health Ireland to sit with her for a week or 10 days. What happens in the meantime, or what happens next there?
Well, I think we wait. I thought it was noteworthy that the minister gave such a timeline, 7 to 10 days.
Yes.
It was open to her to kick to touch to say as quickly as possible, shortly, soon. I think that reflects the urgency that's on the matter. After all, we're talking about children on waiting lists, but it's also a very much a political matter as well. So there's an urgency behind it. So I think we're just going to have to wait to see what comes out of that process.
Housing, Paul.
One thing, Gavin.
Sorry, go ahead, yes.
It's worth saying that she said that waiting with surgeries that were pending would not be affected.
Yes. Housing. The government has been hinting all year at possible changes to rules on rent pressure zones. Are they going to decide soon?
Yes. According to the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, he said a decision will be coming next week. We know that the Cabinet Committee on Housing is meeting today. RPZ is definitely going to be discussed. So it seems as if it's building up to a decision either next Tuesday or at the latest the Tuesday after that. According to sources close to the Fine Gael and leader Simon Harris and Taoiseach, he says that there needs to be a balance struck between, on the one hand, protecting renters, and on the other hand, ensuring that there aren't roadblocks to the delivery of more housing, as supply is a real problem which is driving the increases. That's a real red flag for opposition parties. They're saying if you're messing around with RPZs at a time of heightened homelessness, record numbers, you're only going to make the situation worse. That's going to be a big biff.
It means that rents are going to go up.
It depends on how they apply it. One of the suggestions is that instead of just having a 2% cap like they've had in place since 2016, you make sure that the rent is reflective of an area, a geographical area. So that could mean in certain areas
it goes up. That was the recommendation of the Housing Commission. Yeah.
Exactly. In certain areas it could go up, certain other areas it could down. We really don't know how it's going to apply until we see such a scheme in detail.
Tell us what changes have been made to the defective concrete block scheme. Are more people going to be eligible to get refunded?
I think what's interesting here is that the cap hasn't changed. What they're doing is allowing more people to apply. And when it comes to the actual time that's given to do the remedial work, that's actually going to double, go up to 130 weeks. So they are making changes to make it work more freely. What they're not doing is changing the big fare, the amount of money that you can get.
But will more people be eligible now?
Yes.
What are we now? We're June. There's only one big election this year.
You had enough last year, Gavin.
It's in November. there's not a sign of a candidate yet to be president.
And that is really unusual. By this stage, there's usually candidates, plural, out in the field.
What's the delay?
I think people
Does anybody
are cautious.
Want the job?
Well, this is the question. Maybe if you'd gone through and stood as a candidate in 2011, you might have second thoughts on it. Fianna Fáil, we heard through its parliamentary party meeting that they were likely to take a decision on this month. So we should have some action before the end of the month. Fine Gael, there are a number of people who have been counting themselves in and counting themselves out. Sinn Féin was still waiting to see. Is that something they're going to do? It seems likely that they would go themselves rather than try and open up a sort of a opposition alliance of Social Democrats, Labour and the Greens as well. So it's unusual, but no, it's quite quiet, isn't it?
Are parties talking about amongst themselves about agreeing candidates?
So that's one of the things which has been put forward. Because Sinn Féin has the numbers, it can nominate someone to be a presidential candidate. But if you're Labour, Social Democrats, Greens, they may have to band together. So that's where that's coming from, the possibility of a left candidate. But agreement hasn't been reached. Forget about actually agreeing on a candidate.
Paul, thank you for that. That's our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham. It's 7:47.